call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and we're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. That is freetalklive.com. Well, the big news of the day today, at least the news that we consider big, is that, I don't know, how is this being reported in the major news? Is this big news in the major news media, or is it just sort of a side note?
I haven't heard it mentioned on, like, newscasts or anything like that, so...
Well, according to a federal appeals court, it's a victory for President Bush, says the Associated Press. A divided federal appeals court ruled today that Guantanamo Bay detainees cannot use the U.S. court system to challenge their indefinite imprisonment. A Supreme Court appeal was promised, as it should be. The 2-1 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit dismisses hundreds of cases filed by foreign-born detainees in federal court and also threatens to strip away court access to millions of lawful permanent residents currently in the United States. It upholds a key provision of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which Bush pushed through Congress last year to set up a Defense Department system to prosecute terrorism suspects. Now, in that one sentence, to set up a Defense Department system to prosecute terrorism suspects, they gloss over everything that the Military Commissions Act was about. In case you don't know, and it bears repeating over and over again,
yeah,
the Military Commissions Act of 2006 essentially legalized the torturing secret prison system that the government has been doing for the past several years.
And set up secret courts that have all kinds of rules that defy habeas corpus and...
secret courts intended for what they call, I believe it's unlawful enemy combatants. And you, as an American person, could be labeled an unlawful enemy combatant. What does it take to be labeled an unlawful enemy combatant and be thrown into a mysterious military brig somewhere, being denied access to a lawyer, denied even access to the inside of a courtroom, denied a fair trial, a public trial, denied all of these things? What's it take?
You have to be designated that by a board of three people, I believe.
I don't know how many are on it, but it's a panel that's selected by
George
the president
Bush
himself.
So essentially, you are, you know, I mean, suddenly you're without the ability to get trial in the United States if the president said so.
Right. This is what the Military Commissions Act of 2006 did. It also did a few other things, and essentially it said that everything the government's done up until this point that you thought was illegal is no longer illegal, so we're wiping away all that as things that you could possibly charge us with or bring us to court on, that sort of thing. That's all gone. And that's what they're talking about here with the Guantanamo situation. The court now upholding the Military Commissions Act, saying that detainees must prove to a three-officer military panels that they don't pose a terror threat. Democrats newly in charge of Congress promised legislation aimed at giving detainees legal rights. Attorneys for detainees...
Now why would you have to prove that you don't pose a threat when it's supposed to be the burden of the legal system to prove that,
But this isn't the legal system. This is extra-legal. This is outside of the legal system. This is a military justice system, where the rules of the American court system, American justice system, don't apply.
Apparently not.
Of course, there really aren't very many rules anymore that have ever really applied in the first place. Judges in American courts these days seem to pretty much do whatever it is they want to do. They bar whatever testimony they want to bar. They allow what they would like to allow. It's like their little playground, their personal little playground, and they get to wear the robe. They're in charge. So, this isn't justice, this isn't courts, it's just a scam. And there are people's lives that are caught in the balance. People who are now there, now these judges are saying, have no recourse whatsoever. Oh, you can prove it to a three-officer military panel. Of course, I'm sure it's really easy to prove things when you don't have access to a lawyer or you can't call anybody. I'm sure it's really easy. You know, you're sitting there in Guantanamo Bay in essentially a fenced-in cell area, and I'm sure you can really gather evidence that can exonerate you from that location. I'm
right.
Sure, that's really easy.
Well, also, the evidence that they have is secret, and they don't necessarily have to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea behind habeas corpus, is you have to show me your evidence.
Right. And, well, there's none of that. There's no court. There's no trial. There's no process. It's just that there's a three-member military panel that you can approach and say, hey, I'm going to prove to you that I'm an innocent man. You believe
Here's
me, right?
Here's my mom.
Yeah, you believe me, don't you? I had a shop back in Pakistan and a family, and someone came around and took me off the streets, and they dumped me here. Oh, yeah? We don't believe you. Go back to your cell.
Well, this doesn't only talk about people that are captured as prisoners of war in this war on terror, which in and of itself is scary enough, because when's the war on terror? How are we going to win the war on terror? Have we won the war on drugs, or the war on poverty, or the war on anything else?
We can't win, and they know it. That's why they've been saying this is going to go on forever.
So that's scary enough, but also, what about the American citizens that they've picked up? And they call them...
Well, I don't know. I don't think that was decided in this particular case. This case had more to do with people in Guantanamo or anybody who's outside of the United States. Anyway, attorneys for detainees said they'll appeal to Tuesday's ruling to the Supreme Court. We're disappointed, said Shayana Kadidal of the Center for Constitutional Rights. Quote, the bottom line is that according to two of the federal judges, the president can do whatever he wants without any limitations so long as he does it offshore. The two judges voting, and as time goes on, it's becoming clear to me that the president can do whatever he wants right here within the United States, right here in America. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, look at the way the news articles are being written about the Democrats and their little resolution that they passed in the House. I think it was earlier this week or last week. You know, that little non-binding resolution?
Right.
The news articles, the headlines are written like, Democrats try to rein in Bush. Can the Democrats control Bush? Like, these are questions that people are asking now instead of, yes, they're Congress. Bush must essentially do as they say. He's the executive branch. He's to enact the legislation that they pass. I mean, it would seem pretty cut and dry to me. I mean, when you look at the Constitution, you look at the three branches of government, the checks and balances that are supposed to be there, the way these sensationalist news articles make it sound like is that there's no such thing as a check and a balance anymore. This madman Bush is out of control, and Congress can't do anything about it. Look at Congress. They're so impotent. They can't touch this president.
Well, they didn't exactly make the most powerful statement in the world. They didn't say, you will bring the troops home from Iraq.
No, they didn't. And that's more evidence that the president can do whatever it is he wants to do. It's more evidence, because they could very well have said, forget this, they're coming home.
I don't think they could have gotten all of them on board.
But they still could have done that.
Frame, you know?
But they still could have done that.
They could have.
And the fact that they didn't shows that either they're being controlled or they believe that the president really can do whatever he wants to do. The two judges voting with the White House, Judge Raymond Randolph and Judge David Sentile, were appointed by Republicans. Reagan appointed Sentile, and the first President Bush appointed Randolph. The dissenter was appointed by Clinton. White House Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino called the decision a significant win for the administration and said the Military Commissions Act provides, quote, sufficient and fair access to courts for these detainees. She means the special three-person military tribunal.
Good enough.
Isn't really a court. At the Justice Department, attorneys urged Chief Justice John Roberts to deny legal relief to Guantanamo prisoners.
You know, I'm not 100% sure what we should be doing with these Guantanamo folks. I mean, I know that some of them are bad folks. I know that.
How do you know that? Have you met them?
They've gotten. It seems to me some of them have gotten out and been recaptured. And so, therefore, it must be that some of them were bad terrorist-type folks from the get-go, the kind of people that were fighting. Mm-hmm. So, what do you want to do? When you capture them, shoot them all in the head? I don't think we want to do that. Prisoners of war in any kind of conflict are a reality. But in this conflict here, the United States seems to get there and stay there now.
Yeah.
We're in 131 member states of the UN now.
First of all, I don't believe the government when they tell me that they've recaptured somebody being bad. Again, I just don't believe what they have to say. Again, they've never proven any of it in any court anywhere, so I don't trust what they have to say. As far as I'm concerned, the solution is you let these guys go, give them a cash settlement or something like that so they can at least get some sort of compensation for the years of their lives that were stolen from them, and then cross your fingers and hope they don't bomb the United States.
Well, if we stayed in their country, chances are good if they got a cash settlement that they would probably leave us alone.
I think you're right about that. 800-259-9231. More about the significant decision today by the federal courts. Your rights are being destroyed. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carthenic Minute. In ancient times, troubadours traveled around and told stories through song. But did you know today's cars have a troubadour of their own right under your hood? When I come back, I'll sing its praises.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com.
BG.
Your automotive troubadour may not sing, but it sure travels around and tells stories. It's your dipstick, and it communicates more than engine oil levels. Take a look and listen. Black oil on the dipstick says you're overdue for an oil change. Froth hints oil contamination. Metal particles caution engine checkups in order. And water droplets may mean harmless condensation, but more likely declare trouble, leaking gaskets, or faulty thermostat. Take heed, or you may be spending time not traveling, but singing the blues. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together.
1-800-259-9231, talking about the bad news that came out of Washington today. A 2-1 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit dismisses hundreds of cases filed by foreign-born detainees in federal court, also threatens to strip away court access to millions of lawful permanent residents currently in the United States. The Military Commissions Act being upheld in significant portion by this particular court. The decision is going to be appealed. Essentially, it's backing up the president, essentially saying that these guys we got down in Guantanamo, they can just stay there and can't do anything about it. There's apparently some military tribunal that they can put themselves in front of. Of course, they don't have access to a lawyer. They don't have access to a body of evidence. They don't have anything. I mean, it's just terrible what's going on here and how anybody could possibly cheer this on in a country that is supposed to be it's supposed to pride itself on the best justice system in the world. Well, apparently, we won't extend that goodness to anybody else. Not that I think the justice system's that great here, but it is supposed to be better than others.
The biggest concern I have with the Military Commissions Act 2006 was that... Was it 2006?
Yeah.
Was that it allows American citizens to be designated as enemy combatants.
That's true.
Now, when it comes to... I mean, here the bigger issue is foreign policy. Do you agree with America's adventurism, you know, worldwide? Do you agree with us, you know, being in the Middle East, that kind of thing? And then if you agree yes with it or no against it, then it's sort of... That's sort of where it all comes into play, you know, as opposed to... This is wrong, and this is how we fix it. Do you understand? Your solution, is, which is give them a cash settlement and let them go, and then get the heck out of the Middle East and every other country worldwide.
Yeah, bring the troops home.
It's a very sweeping change, as opposed to what we're doing here specifically is wrong. And I don't know what we should be doing here. If we do find an enemy combatant, a terrorist, an Al Qaeda member, what do we do with this person? Put a bullet in their head? I mean, it seems like...
Well, where would you be finding them?
I don't know. How would you... I would assume through investigation, intelligence work. I mean,
Well, if you found this person and you've done an investigation, then you must have some sort of evidence against them, in which case you should bring them to a trial.
But we have never given trials to enemies in wartime.
This isn't a war.
But I just...
Well, see, you're trying to justify in your head all of this extra constitutional stuff that's going on. I mean, the fact is... Everything that this country is doing today is not justifiable by the Constitution of the United States. They're breaking all of their own rules, which is what government does. Government gets bigger, government gets more oppressive, government gets more expensive, and government just gets worse and worse over time. And so government's doing what it should be expected to do. The people aren't doing what they should be doing, and that is standing up against it. So there's no way to really understand or to make right what it is this government's doing. It's just bad, and it needs to be stopped. I mean, the best way to make it right is to end it. Not only just bring the troops home, but also just, as far as I'm concerned, end the government. It's useless and dangerous. Governments are the biggest threat to humanity that mankind has ever known. And I think it's time...
I would agree with you on that. I just don't think that you're going to find a situation where you're not going to have government.
Oh, well, I understand that that government's always been there for you, Mark, but that doesn't mean that it can't go away in the future. I think that mankind has now progressed to the point where we can communicate enough with one another. The marketplace has progressed to the point where we can understand and eventually, hopefully, come to the agreement that an agency with a monopoly on coercive force is not something we want to have in our lives.
Well, you don't propose... Doing away with government completely.
I propose
voluntary sorts of governing, contracts,
self-governing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Contracts that exchange defense.
Private property allows individuals to set whatever rules they would like on their property, so they would have their own essentially private law, and there would be competing forms of private law. In that, Walmart, for instance, wants to allow some of its clients to camp out in its parking lot. That's their parking lot. They can set the rules. Kmart may not want that sort of thing going on in their parking lot. Just one example of competition in private law, a simple example. It would be that times 1,000. That's what I'm talking about.
I understand, and you know, but it. You've made contracts with defense agencies in case somebody else who wants to take over your private property by force,
mm-hmm.
and so there you are exchanging, you know, you and that defense agency would get something out of the deal, and you probably sign a contract that says that I'll conduct myself in certain ways on, you know,
and it'd be cheap too, because if you think about it, in a free market world. There would be very little violence because we'd be ending the war on drugs. The government, of course, would be gone, so government violence would be out of the picture. And a lot of people would probably be armed, so if anybody actually tried to rob someone or harm someone or rape somebody, the odds that they would get shot in return for their attempt would be fairly high. So, like we currently have in states where there are very few gun laws, there's also very little violence in those states, we would continue to see that trend. And so defense agencies would have very little to do most of the time. And since in an insurance business, which is what it would essentially be, in an insurance business where you're very rarely getting claims, there's very low overhead, so you wouldn't have to charge very much for that service. It'd be darned affordable.
But violence would still occur. I mean,
not very often.
Humans commit violence.
Sure they do. But they usually...
That's why our jails have people in them.
They frequently commit violence because there's very little punishment for it. There's very little...
I disagree. Throw
somebody in a cell if they get caught, but if you don't get caught, then you could possibly profit from that violence.
I understand. I disagree. I think that people that commit violence either don't care about getting caught or don't intend to get caught.
Well, and the fact is, Mark, that violence occurs in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles. The violence mostly occurs in areas where there's bigger government and more concentrations of people and gun laws.
I would agree.
So, you would agree that if we get rid of the gun laws, then there's inevitably going to be less...
And drug laws.
...violence and get rid of the drug laws. So there, I don't know if we've sort of gone off track from this Military Commissions Act thing. At issue, about 395 detainees are being currently held in the military base of Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The first prisoners arrived more than 5 years ago. At issue is the right of habeas corpus, a basic tenet of the Constitution protecting detainees from unlawful imprisonment. Twice before, the Supreme Court ruled that right gave Guantanamo detainees full access to courts. But in their latest ruling last June, justices suggested the president could ask Congress for more anti-terrorism authority, prompting passage of the Military Commissions Act that in part stripped federal court review. Randolph, writing for the majority, said the new Commissions Act clearly blocked court access and was constitutional because, quote, a foreign entity without property or presence in this country has no constitutional rights. And unfortunately, he's wrong, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights exists to outline rights that people have by virtue of them being people, not because the Constitution granted them the rights. We'll explain more on the way. 800-259-9231. How wrong these federal judges are. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take care.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, and that does include the wiki. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean by going to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to be broadcasting live. In case you don't know, the Liberty Forum is this weekend, so you should get registered now while you still can. I believe the Badnarik thing, like right now, Tuesday, is the last day you can actually get tickets for the Michael Badnarik dinner because they have to get information as far as who wants what, the cooks, the chef, that sort of thing. So after today, that's done. Time's running out. freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
And the Stossel dinner is sold out, but we have a very special announcement coming up.
We don't have an announcement.
Yeah, we do.
It's only for our internet listeners. So if you're not listening on the internet, then
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't be doing that. 1-800-259-9231.
You let me
handle the special announcements, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. 800-259-9231. Talking about the Military Commissions Act, federal court ruling 2-1 today. An appeals court, U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. It's going to be, by the way, this case is going to be appealed to the Supreme Court, essentially saying that, I'll read it, the majority opinion. Judge Randolph said that the new Commissions Act clearly blocked court access for the detainees in Guantanamo and around the world and was constitutional because, quote, a foreign entity without property or presence in this country has no constitutional rights. Now, rights are things that people have inherently by virtue of being people. And
well,
the,
yes, but constitutional rights are rights that are outlined by the Constitution and enforceable. And I would think that the Constitution really only...
constitutional rights are rights that are outlined by the Constitution so the government understands the rights that people have so it doesn't violate those rights. The rights that all people have, not just people who are born and bred within the boundaries of America.
Yeah, it doesn't. I understand what you're saying. I concur that all people around the world have the same rights that Americans have. Some of them live under governments that don't recognize those rights, but they still have those rights.
Correct.
I concur with that. My question is it's jurisdictional. Does the United States Supreme Court have any jurisdiction over what the Army of the United States or the military of the United States does outside of the borders of the United States?
You would think it would. I mean, it's still an arm of the government. It's just outside of the United States at the time. These arguments are creative but not cogent, says the judge. To accept them would be to defy the will of Congress, as though 400-something people can have a will together. I don't understand how that works, but... Yeah, to accept the arguments would be to reassure people that they still have rights, and you've essentially ruled against them. You've ruled against rights for people that aren't inside America, and it's only going to be a matter of time before you rule against the rights of the people here in America, which they've ruled against in the past, just not as heavily as they're doing now. In dissent, Judge Rogers says the cases should proceed. She argued the military hearings, known as the Combat Status Review Tribunals, or CSRTs, deprive detainees of critical due process rights provided by the Constitution by putting the legal burden on detainees to prove they aren't terrorist threats. Quote, district courts are well able to adjust these proceedings in light of the government's significant interest in guarding national security. More significant still, continued detention may be justified by a CSRT on the basis of evidence resulting from torture. Under the Commissions Act, the government may indefinitely detain foreigners who have been designated as so-called enemy combatants and authorizes the CIA to use aggressive but undefined interrogation tactics. Translation, torture. A spokeswoman for Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said he had prioritized a bill that would restore detainees' legal rights, noting that some 12 million lawful permanent residents currently in the United States could also be stripped of rights, I guess because they weren't born here. Leahy was referring to the case of Ali Saled Kala Almari, citizen of Qatar, who was arrested in 2001 as an enemy combatant while studying in the United States. The Justice Department says the commission's
law... Now that I disagree with. Once you've got them, once they're on American soil, it seems clear to me that they have the rights, the Constitution.
Well, why is it so? Why is it unclear when you're talking about a mile outside of American soil? Why is it unclear when you're still in the water on the beach?
Jurisdiction, I guess, is what it's unclear.
There's no such thing as jurisdiction. It's a fantasy.
I understand it's a fantasy, but you know, the court operates inside that fantasy and.
The court has jurisdiction over all of the arms of the government, and therefore the government should behave the same way whenever it's somewhere else as they would with its own people.
But if the government's at war, the court...
It's not at war. There hasn't been a declaration of war.
I understand.
Again, we're outside of the Constitution.
We are way outside of the Constitution. That's why we have the problems. And
yes.
I'm not supporting anything here, Ian. All I'm saying is this is muddled and weird. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what stance to take. Besides yours, I agree we should pull all the troops back in from the 131 UN nations that we're in currently, put them inside American soil, and apologize to the world and the Middle East specifically and the people of Iraq even more specifically, and the prisoners that we have. I think that a small cash settlement would set them up nicely in some little convenience store there in Qatar. They'd be fine. And, you know, but beyond that, I don't know what I think. I don't know how the court should have reacted in this particular situation.
1-800-259-9231, if you can make some suggestions for Mark. The Military Commissions Act is a dangerous and misguided law that undercuts our freedoms and assaults our Constitution by removing vital checks and balances designed to prevent government overreaching and lawlessness, according to Leahy. Senator John Cornyn from Texas, who helped draft the new commission law, heralded the ruling as respecting the will of Congress. He said the detainees held at Guantanamo Bay do not have an unfettered constitutional right. In fact, the legal and humane actions of the U.S. government stand in stark contrast to our al-Qaeda enemies who behead those they capture.
Since it was the Republican Congress that passed the Military Commissions Act of 2006, couldn't the new improved Congress overrule the do-nothing Congress?
Supposedly. That's why Leahy's got a bill that's going to restore the detainees' legal rights.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to do. But this guy, this John Cornyn, he's saying that, what we do is just so humane in comparison to al-Qaeda. So you should feel good about the fact that we're locking men in prison cells.
We're better than terrorists.
Yeah,
well.
You should feel good that we're locking anonymous people in prison cells at some random places around the world. That should make you feel safe, America.
I would like to think that the American government is a lot better than a bunch of terrorists, not a little better.
I don't think they're very much better at all. In fact, I would say that we all have a lot more to fear from the American government, from the United States government, than we do from any terrorist organization. In fact, I would suggest they're the biggest group of terrorists that there is. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian.
Hey there, sir. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
All right. You guys frequently talk about various forms of activism, including political, which might be very well represented at the Liberty Forum.
Yes, sir.
And other types of activism, which might not be so well represented there. Something that doesn't get mentioned often are artists and musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I have begun a project here in New Hampshire. I don't have a lot. I write a little bit of music and try to do the best I can with
right.
it. And I don't have a lot of material, so I threw it wide open to say, you know, other artists that are here or talking about freedom messages, to please join me on that CD.
On what
just
CD?
Just with folks here in New Hampshire, we've already got four or five artists who are probably more competent than I am.
When you say CD, do you mean Civil Disobedience or Compact Disc?
I mean music CD.
So you're actually putting together a pro-freedom, pro-liberty music CD compilation.
Music, modest. And my whole point of it is to tell artists that...
What I want to do, actually, John, if you'll hold on, I want you to give out your contact information so any musicians interested could get in with you on this. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hello? Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. We have been jockeying, by the way, between first and second place, I think, over the last 24 hours on the Podcast Alley charts. And the reason why we're up so high is because you guys are voting for us, and that's good. The last time I looked, we were at number one, but yesterday we were at number two, so it's a tenuous lead at best.
Right.
And we need your help. We need your vote. Please go to your computer and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Yeah, take it a moment.
Many people went and voted when we asked them to yesterday.
Right.
So if you didn't get to it yesterday, please go to vote.freetalklive.com now and vote.
It makes a big difference. All you need is your email address. It'll take you less than a minute's time. Very easy to do. And it helps keep us in that top 10 chart. It helps keep us currently at number one. And that's where we need to stay all month long. So vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already voted, send an instant message to a few friends or send out an email to some family members and friends and ask them to vote as well. It won't take them very long. It makes a big difference.
And if you've already voted, thank you.
Indeed. And more people, of course, see us if we're in the top 10. If we're number one, the most people see us, and more new people listen to the show, thereby finding the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, vote.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
As we go back to John in New Hampshire, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, John, you had started out your call by telling us that, well, we know, if you've heard John on the show before, you know he is a musician, a pro-liberty-minded musician. And apparently you've been working on, or you've been trying to network with other pro-freedom-oriented musicians as well in order to put together a, well, liberty-oriented CD. A music CD. And so I wanted to see if maybe you'd want to share some contact information to the variety of musicians that might happen to be listening to the show right now who might want to get in touch with you to get in on this.
Well, as it happens, I work on a few things, and I've got five songs that are pretty solidly that I'm comfortable with recording, and I probably have 10 that I work on, but five that I'm comfortable working with. And some folks have asked me to put out a music CD. And I'm saying, you know, this has gone, and I do this. I've done a protest in front of a prison, both here in New Hampshire and down in Connecticut when Lauren was there. Mm-hmm. I wrote songs for these people, And so, therefore, it gets some attention, and people say, you know, John, are you going to put out a CD or not? And I say, well, you know, how are you going to put out a CD with just a few songs? And I said, darn, why does one CD have to be just one artist? There's a whole sure. bunch of people, and I know it darn well. And something that's actually not a big trouble, but troubles me a little bit, knowing that there are artists who are creating this stuff, but where is it? It's great to have it in your heart. It's great to have it in your mind. It's great to share it with your friends. It needs to be published in some way, and I don't know how to go about doing that, and I need help from my friends, so I've gone on to nhfree.com. Where else to go, right?
Right.
There's the network. There's the people. So under Underground Projects, I've announced, and prior to that, by the way, I ran into a friend of mine who's over on the Seacoast, runs a sound system at the church every single week, does the the food programs for the homeless and all this stuff, volunteer type of guy. He said to me, independent of my ever telling anybody that this is something that I was working towards, he said, John, if you ever want to record this stuff, come over to the church. We can do that there.
There's another
guy up in Pembroke, Kevin. He's got a recording studio in his home.
Right on. I think the more you put this out there, the more interesting people are going to network with you on this. And so if people want to get in touch with you, John, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, go to nhfree.com and go to Underground Projects.
That's currently in the forum at nhfree.com.
Yeah, and currently it's happening under... I don't even know what I have the title as.
An email address?
It's a voluntary CD project, I think is what I have it called. But
do you have an email address, though, John, that might be easy to give out? Is that something that you could do, or is that not something you're comfortable with?
I'm not a big internet guy.
Okay, fair
enough. I do all my stuff on the...
My suggestion, though, is that the easier you make it for people to find you, the more likely people are going to find you. I mean, essentially what you're asking them to do now is go to a website, go to the forum.
I'd be more likely to give my phone call. That's how internet savvy I am.
I got you.
And that isn't really going to work all that well.
Probably not.
Under the NH Free, going to the forum and going to the Underground Project.
And your name on the forum is John, I think, right? It's just John.
Yeah, John.
So there you go. It's easy to find once you get to the forum,
Ian,
John. Yes, sir.
Ian, that's how internet savvy I am. When it said username,
yeah,
I said
keep
John.
It simple. Keep it simple. Thanks for the call, man. And good luck with this. I hope it works out. Thanks, John.
And I look forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
We'll see you this weekend, actually. Thanks for the call,
weekend,
man. 800-259-9231. He'll probably be the guy with the guitar.
Yeah. Chances are good.
Yep.
Generally, when you see John, you see a guitar.
Thank you, John. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. Mark, you've got an email accusing me of being a hypocrite. What's going on?
I'll tell you.
It's certainly possible.
Anytime you want to get your email read, just insult us in the title.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
During the last segment of Saturday's show, this is from some word I can't pronounce, Syphase.
Okay.
During the last segment of Saturday's show, while you guys were talking to Barry Cooper, Ian came out against people who are complaining that Barry's is charging for his information. Well, if it's okay for Barry to charge for his information, why isn't it okay for people to charge for information about how to get around taxes or get rid of Social Security numbers? Ian has said several times that if those people really want to help others, they'll give out their information for free. So what's your position, Ian? Should Barry and others charge or not? If Barry should charge and the tax SSN people shouldn't,
okay,
what's
all
the
right,
difference?
All right,
I know
where...
Ian doesn't want to force anyone either way. I'm just asking for an explanation.
I see where he's coming from.
To
Here's
his possible hypocrisy.
Simple explanation. If you've ever looked at these tax freedom websites, if you've ever even looked into these concepts, the theories that are out there, the people that are selling these ideas, you'll see that there's no one who's selling any of it for under $100. There's nobody who's selling it within reach of anybody who just wants to throw down a few dollars to see what the information is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend $300, $700, $3,000. I mean, I've seen all sorts of price points for this so-called tax freedom information. The secret to getting your name off of the IRS tax rolls. The secret to abolishing your citizenship or whatever it is that they're selling. It's just extreme. I mean, somebody was selling a CD-ROM for $600.
It's a good CD-ROM.
So when I see prices like that, I just immediately think scam. It doesn't cost $600.
The little skin flint in you gets all riled up and mad.
It's a scam artist. It doesn't cost $600 to manufacture a CD and put together a booklet Okay? That's maybe 50 cents, maybe a dollar at most.
So it's an issue of degrees for you.
Well, Barry's got his DVD on sale for $24.99, which I actually consider a little bit high priced.
Yeah, like $19.99 might have been where we fell, but you know,
I think he'll sell more at $19.99. But I don't know what his costs are like. I don't know what he's got a fulfillment company. Somebody's burning those discs for him. He's not doing it in his living room.
Right, it can't be cheap.
Right, so he's got overhead. He's got shipping costs. That's understandable.
And it's sort of how pricing should work. Somebody should be comfortable with a price, and then you should charge a little more than that. And that's how a price should be.
Right. So I had no real objection to what Barry Cooper was charging. It's a huge disparity to go from $19.99 or $25 for valuable information to $700.
Well, I can tell you
questionable information.
I can tell you one thing. To address Syphase's issue, if Barry's CD was $700, he wouldn't have been on the show.
But there you go. Exactly right. And if one of these tax freedom so-called people, these kooks, the patriots, as Mark Stevens calls them, P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T-S, these are people that just want to profit off of people that want to get out of the tax system.
Well, many of them have called the show and given information for free and posted on our BBS. And
those
kind of
aren't the people
who are
running those websites. And also, Barry Cooper's giving out plenty of his information for free. I mean, we touched on a number of the things that he talks about in his video on the air on Free Talk Live.
It's a great video. It's well produced.
He's got a newsletter where he gives out information as well. He's a stand-up guy, as far as I can tell. He's not a scam artist. And so that's really what my objection is with the tax freedom people. If somebody came out with a $20 package that essentially gave valuable information about getting out of taxes, I'd support it. If it was really...
Would you put him on the air and let him talk about it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. It depends. If they sent me one and it was worth talking about, and that's what Barry did. He
Barry
sent
did
us the DVD.
Absolutely. He sent us one. We had scheduled him to be on, but we could have very well, you know, said, no, sorry, this isn't what we're interested in, and we could have waved him off.
Exactly.
Now, what about $50?
It depends on the information. You send me the information, I'll look at it, I'll determine whether it's worth $50 or not. If it's worth $50, we'll talk about it. Barry's DVD was worth $25 for somebody who's brand new into the world of marijuana or drug usage and hiding things in the car. It's a beginner's DVD, but there's a lot of good information in there.
Any
as well.
One of those nuggets could save you from getting busted and getting saved from being busted for $25 is worth it.
Yeah, so it's really more of a disparity in what they're offering, what they're claiming to have, and the price that's being put on it. I hope that makes it clear for him. 800-259-9231. On the way, an attorney genital makes a big mistake. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, lady.